5D. Listening skills. Exercise 1C, page 84. Listen to the first section of a radio program in which a presenter, Joe Whitlock, talks to Robert Peach, a crime prevention officer, about surveillance. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer A, B, or C.
Hello and good morning, listeners. Welcome to today's edition of Window on the City. Today, we're going to be discussing a hot topic at the moment, the surveillance state, and what it means for each and every one of us. With me in the studio is Robert Peach, a crime prevention officer, who's here to talk about surveillance. Welcome, Robert.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So, Robert, why do we need so much surveillance?
In a word, safety. We want to ensure people have the right and ability to go about their daily business without fear or prejudice. There was a time when I was a child when people used to leave their doors unlocked. They felt safe enough that they didn't have to worry about their home being invaded. It'd be nice to feel that way again. I'm not saying surveillance cameras alone can achieve that, but they have already had an impact on the way people feel about their personal safety.
How so?
The mere presence of surveillance seems to have done the trick. Even with objections to its introduction, CCTV seems to have won over the majority of the public, who have expressed an attitude of acceptance and, dare I say, confidence in the system. They feel safer knowing someone is watching, even though the statistics didn't back that up in the beginning.
What do you mean?
Unfortunately, in its infancy, surveillance was used more as a deterrent, which didn't always work. But since then, a specially assigned unit has been created to go through the footage that's gathered in the hope that it will not only prevent crimes, but also lead to convictions in those that still occur.
So, people really don't mind all the cameras? For example, I read an article stating that the average Londoner is caught on camera 300 times a day. That seems a little excessive. And can all that footage really be gone through? I mean, that would take a lot of manpower.
It would. But to be clear, not every city is like London, and a number of the instances where one might be caught on camera occur in private establishments like department stores. And while we're on the subject, I've yet to meet anyone who has a problem with shops having CCTV. So why should our streets be any different? As long as the footage is viewed and stored responsibly, I don't see that there's an issue. I know people complain that it's an infringement of their privacy, but it's not like these cameras are pointing into people's homes. And wouldn't you rather have a camera watching you while you're walking down the street than have to worry about thieves and muggers having free rein?
Of course, but how can we, the public, be sure that the footage is being used responsibly?
The government is addressing that very issue. They are introducing legislation to safeguard rights and limit the realms of usage for what is garnered from surveillance. And it's not just petty thievery that they're there to avoid. Surveillance cameras and equipment are vital in the fight against terrorism. It's a valuable aid to the detection of those that wish us harm and want to destroy our way of life.
Well, thanks, Robert, for coming in to talk to us. You certainly gave us something to think about. Up next is Adam Dunbar, a civil rights campaigner with the action group Eyewitness, an organization that works to protect the rights of citizens in the country.